Good evening. The first section of Parshas Vayera is a section which really introduces us in the clearest way to Chesed LeAvram, the consummate midah, character trait that's associated with Avram, which is Chesed. We know Avram is associated with this. The verse in Micha speaks about it. Titen emes liYaakov, Chesed liAvram. And we know of the three pillars, the main pillars upon which the world stands. The pillar of Gemilus Chasadim is associated with the Av Avram, while the others are associated with the other two Avos. But in the first introductions to Avram Avinu, we don't really come across his Midas HaChesed. We don't come across his character trait of Chesed. In Parshas Lech Lecha, it's, you know, we can explain and justify things which he does, but for instance, when we're first introduced to Avram, when Hashem comes to him and says he should leave his aged father and go to Eretz Yisrael, you know, you could understand maybe why he needed to do it, but it wasn't a great, clear, simple expression of Midas HaChesed. We have all kinds of other things that are on display about Avram Avinu and Parshas Lech Lecha, but the real time that we see this picture of Avram Avinu, the picture that, you know, makes for those children's projects of bringing home the tent with four doors, you know, that's in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, where we are described Avram Avinu, despite his age, despite the overwhelming heat of the day, he goes to be machnes orach. He goes to welcome guests. While Avram himself is a beneficiary of Bikur Chaylim, of Hashem coming and visiting him because he's recuperating, he's not well, he's busy thinking about the next person. He's busy doing the hachnasas orchim, welcoming the guests. This parsha, which occupies us at the first part of the Sedra, is that introduction. That introduction to Avram Avinu, v'midas ha-chesed, in the character trait of chesed. I would like to talk to you tonight a little bit more about this midas ha-chesed, about this specific characteristic, about its place in the life of Avram Avinu, and its place in the life of Kal Yisrael. And I'd like to discuss it with you from a specific angle. You see, as we said, Avram Avinu, as he was involved here in Chesed, he was also recuperating. He was getting over the Bris Milah. At the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, Hashem came to Avram, 100 years old, 99 years old, and he gives him the mitzvah of Bris Milah. And Avram Avinu undertakes that mitzvah, and shortly thereafter, we have this story, 3 days later, as Chazal say it, on the third day, when Milah say, the third day after his circumcision, he had this mitzvah of Gemilus Chasad. Relationship. What's the connection between these two things? Is there a connection that we should probe, that we should find, between these two things? Between the Bris Milah of Avram Avinu and the Chesed, which Avram Avinu is then revealed to possess, to have. So it seems very sharply that that would be the case. The Gemara says, on the Chesam Beis in Maseches Chesubos, Amar Lei, Kum Eima Milsa, Keneged Menachamim, come and say something corresponding to the Menachamim. What's the idea? The Gemara over here is speaking about a story about someone who came to be Menachem Ovel. He came to comfort someone who was in mourning, someone who was grieving, and he became the source for all kinds of brachas. Right? He was saying things to each of the parties involved in this event of the Nichum Avelim, the mourners, the comforters, etc. Say something. To each one, he said, please say something. Please address yourself to him. So the Gemara says that, So he opened and he said, Achenu, our brothers, goyim lechasadim, b'nei goyim lechasadim. People who grant kindness, children of those who grant kindness. Hamachzikim bebrisoi shel Avram Avinu, who uphold the covenant of Avram Avinu. How do I know this to be the covenant of Avram Avinu? Shenemar, as it says, ki dativ, lemana sheyitzav es bonav es beis ha'achrov. It says in our parsha a little bit later, after Shem, when Hashem is talking about, telling Avram about what he's about to do to the stone, he says, I have to tell him. I know of Avram that he's going to instruct his children and his family that follows him to guard the way of Hashem to do tzedakah, to do charity and mishpat. Says the Gemara, so that's Brisei Shel Avram Avinu. Achinu Bal Hagmul Yishalem Lachem Gemulchem Baruch Atah Meshalem Hagmul. The one who is the master of repayment will indeed repay you for what you've done positively, what you deserve for your act of kindness. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that you who are Gemle Chasadim, interestingly, as we will try to see a little bit more, Gemle Chasadim b'nei Gemle Chasadim, people who do kindness, descendants of those who do kindness, who are upholding the bris of Avram Avinu, the covenant of Avram Avinu. Now, when we use the term brisei shel Avram Avinu, the covenant of Avram Avinu, what first comes to mind, of course, is the bris milah of the end of last week's parsha. When you attend the bris milah, at the ceremony of the bris, two brachos are made. One bracha is asher kedeshanu b'mitzvaysav v'tzivanu al ha-milah, who sanctified us and commanded us to do the milah. And the second one is asher kedeshanu b'mitzvaysav v'tzivanu lachnisei b'brisei shel Avram Avinu, who commanded us to bring him in to the covenant of Avram Avinu. The covenant of Avram Avinu classically is the bris milah. Here, says the Gemara, there's a second facet to the covenant of Avram Avinu, and that is the bris of chesed, the covenant of gemilus chasadim. That's also called a bris, a covenant of Avram Avinu. So this expression that we have here in the Gemara clearly provides us with the beginnings of a link between these two, between the bris of Avram Avinu, of the bris milah at the end of last week's parsha, and the bris of chesed, which we have here at the beginning of this week's parsha. There's a connection between those two, which is formed here. The bris milah, normally we would see as something which is there to create something of a religious connection between Hashem and the person who goes into the bris. It's a sign of the relationship between Hashem and His people. The bris of chesed, the bris of kindness, that's creating a relationship between the person and Hashem. Normally we see that as, instead of bein odom lamokom, relationship between man and Hashem, instead it's bein odom lachavere, between man and his fellow man, between people, not religious, not between man and God. What does this mean when we refer to this as Brisei Shel Avram Avinu? This is also part of the covenant of Avram Avinu, the covenant which Avram Avinu established with Hashem, Ki Yedativ L'man Asher Yitzavev Es Bonav Es Beis Ha'achrav. Chesed, in our concept of what it means, of its role, chesed is not just a mitzvah amongst other mitzvahs. It's not a mitzvah that just says, okay, look, I want you to keep Shabbos, I want you to wear tefillin in the case of a man, to do, you know, this thing, that thing, or the other thing. But also, right, so I also want you to do chesed. The mitzvah of gemilus chasadim comes to a great degree from the pasuk, which teaches us v'halachta bidrachav. You are supposed to walk in the ways of Hashem, and in that sense, you are supposed to emulate Him. You're supposed to be like Him. You're supposed to forge a connection to Hashem Yisbarach. The Gemara learns it from this verse, where it says v'halachta bidrachav. So the Gemara says in the Sechas Saita that Mahu, just like Hashem is merciful, you should be merciful. He's kind, you should be kind. He takes care of the poor, you take care of the poor. He visits the sick, you visit the sick. The mitzvah of engaging in Gemilus Chasadim is a mitzvah to make yourself like the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a verse which we say, many of us say every morning as part of the Psukei de Zimra, by the song of the Yam Suf, where we say, Ze Keli Ve'anveyu Elekei Aviv Areinu Menu. This is my God, Ve'anveyu. So what does that mean? Ve'anveyu? Says the Gemara, simple, the thing is, Ve'anveyu is, I will do things gloriously from him, from the term Na'eh, beautiful. Right? Esnoe Lefanav B'mitzvahs. This is my God and I will glorify him. Another interpretation, Ve'anveyu, I'll build him a Nove, I'll build him a home, I'll build him a Migdash. But the Gemara says another drasha, another interpretation. Anvehu can be broken down into two words. Ani vehu. Me and him. What does that mean? Zakelim anvehu. This is my God, and I will do everything I can to be connected to him, to be like him. Ani vehu. Mahu afata. As he is, so you shall be. The act of trying to be connected to Hashem through trying to be like Hashem. That's chesed. That's the role which chesed plays in our lives. Because we understand that chesed is the shoresh, the root, and the beginning of everything that connects us to Hashem Yisbarach. You know, Rav Huttner writes, in the beginning of his first mamar on Rosh Hashanah, his first essay on Rosh Hashanah, he says, you know, we have many midas, we have many character traits, so to speak, that we attribute to Hashem, and that we say Hashem is this way, he's that way, and we want to emulate them, part of our mitzvah, again, of halachta b'drach, of following in the ways of Hashem. But midas ha-chesed, the characteristic of chesed, is not like other midos. Other midos, those midos are how we conduct ourselves within the world as it is, as it exists. How we face situations, and we try to face them and address them using the character traits, using the strengths and attributes of Hashem Yisbarach. But midas ha-chesed is not a character trait amongst all the others. Midas ha-chesed is the very midah, the very character trait of which everything came from, which everything developed. It's the midah of his havus, of creation, of making something where indeed previously nothing existed. You know, there's a psalm, Peites, the 89th psalm, where it says, which is attributed to Avram Avinu, Eson Ha'ezrachi. And what does it say there? It says, Ki omarti olam chesed ibane. I said the world was built on kindness. Without the chesed, the kindness of Hashem, the beginning of the world doesn't even become. Hashem built the world as kindness, as an act of kindness. So chesed isn't just, you know, as things are going along, let me do it with kindness. Chesed is the raison d'etre. Chesed is why things even came into existence to begin with. So when we look in ourselves at the midah of chesed, at the character trait of chesed, it doesn't get in line with other attributes as like a skill box or a toolbox of things that we use as we apply to our world. It's the midah which in itself generates. Avram Avinu, who of course discovered Hashem as the creator, discovered Hashem as the creator, while others had it, the Messiah, others might have had it by tradition, and many, many more others didn't know of it at all. Avram Avinu discovered Hashem. He discovered Hashem as the creator. He discovered it by the path of Hashem to creation, which was chesed. And in this way, Avram Avinu, in practicing chesed himself, was creating an identity with Hashem Yisbarach. So let's try to review, try to clarify what we've spoken about here. In our parsha, we're introduced to Avram Avinu as the Baal Chesed. We're introduced to Avram Avinu as the Baal Chesed, but not just as Chesed, as another thing which he does. Of course, it's his central need, it's a central characteristic. But as we saw, that characteristic seems to be related to the Bris Milah. He had a Bris Milah, and from there we go to learn about the Chesed of Avram Avinu. And then we saw that the Gemara says, in fact, Chesed is another aspect of the Bris, of the covenant of Avram Avinu. The covenant Avram Avinu forges with Hashem. What does that mean? Chesed is interpersonal. Chesed isn't between man and God. But then what we've tried to see is that in fact when we speak about Chesed, we speak about Chesed as being the way that a person identifies with Hashem. Mahu afata. It's where the way we emulate Him, the way we are like Him, the way we forge the anveyu, ani vahu, I and He, we together, we become like one. Chesed is that. Chesed is how Hashem began His relationship with the world. And Avraham Avinu, who began the relationship of the world with Hashem, he began, again, yes, maybe originally there was a relationship but it disappeared. Avraham Avinu is the one who, as we discussed last week, and as we will learn in the Torah next week, he was Kaina Shemaim Varat, he's the one who made Hashem Elokei HaShemaim Elokei HaOretz. Avraham Avinu, who created the relationship between the world and Hashem, was through Chesed. Chesed is between one person and another. But when a person grabs onto the Midas HaChesed, they are forging the greatest connection with Hashem Yisbarach. The greatest relationship with Hashem Yisbarach. The relationship of similarity. You know, I've shared with some of you before, in fact, shared this idea in one of the brief Divrei Torah, which was circulated for this parsha, that in the beginning of the parsha we have such a strange thing. Avram Avinu is there, Hashem is visiting him, he sees three guests come, he sees these Arabs traveling through, he says, Hashem, according to one reading of the pasuk, Hashem, please wait here, right? Don't go away. And he gets up and he goes to take care of the guests. Says the Gemara, you see from here, that greeting guests, Hachnasas Archim, is beyond Kabbalah Pe'ashchina, beyond having an audience with Hashem. Gidel Hachnasas Archim, Kabbalah Pe'ashchina. Fine, but how could that be? How could that be greeting these three Arabs who are traveling through here could be beyond greeting Hashem Yisbarach? How could it be? And what we suggest is that what Avraham Avinu was doing, what he was saying to Hashem, he says, Hashem, look, I could stand here and I could relate to you by talking to you. You came to visit me, so to speak. So you're there, I'm here, I'm talking to you, you're talking to me, we're having a connection that way. But Hashem says, excuse me, I want to have a different connection with you, a deeper connection with you. You know what that connection is going to be? I want to be like you. So you stay here, I'll, so to speak, I'll come back. But right now, I have those three travelers. I have an opportunity not to talk the talk, to talk to God, but to walk the walk, to be like God. That's a deeper connection. For Avraham Avinu, especially. He was creating his bris, his covenant, his relationship with Hashem through Chesed. That was the derech, that was the path. That was the path here of Avraham. There's a fascinating thing that we find in the Psukim, in the Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Kedoshim, where it goes over the Arayas, the forbidden relationships. Says the Parsha, says the Torah, Perek Chof, Pasuk Yud Zayin, V'isha Shri Yikach Esach Yisoy Vasavi Vavasi Moi Vroya Sar Vasoy V'iti Rea Sar Vasoy. A man who marries his sister, it's one of the forbidden relationships, of course, says the Torah, chesed hu. It's a chesed. Now, this is not a positive use of the term chesed. After it says chesed hu, what does it say? V'nichrisu le'enei b'nei amam, and they should be cut out before the eyes of their people. Evas achesed gil avayna yisa. It's a terrible sin, terrible aver that the person has done. The Torah refers to it as chesed. What does it mean, chesed? What does it mean, chesed, in this context? Says the Targum Onkelos, the classic translation, kilonahu. It's a kolon. You know what kolon is? Kolon is, it's shameful. Right? The word which is used by Rashi as he brings translation is cherpa. Cherpa is, again, it's a term for shame. It's a shame. Cherpa hilana. How do you have it? That a term chesed means, in fact, exactly the opposite. It goes over here. So you have the word chesed here, all of a sudden, not the opposite, but it means cherpa, means shame. Like, what does that mean? How does that one word go from meaning this to meaning that? Chesed to cherpa. Now, I would want to, before going on, point out to you a fascinating thing to line up with what we've been talking about until now. The term, as I said, kolona, it says, they translate it as cherpa. You know where the term cherpa appears in the Torah? In Tanakh. I want to give you two places where the term cherpa appears in Tanakh. One place is in Parshas Vayishlach. In Parshas Vayishlach, Yaakov Avinu is coming back there to Israel. And as he comes back to Eretz Yisrael, he stops in a place called Shechem. And in the place called Shechem, a terrible tragedy happens to the family of Yaakov. Dina is kidnapped. Yaakov's daughter is kidnapped by Shechem ben Hamor and taken advantage of. But Shechem ben Hamor really wants to marry Dina. Yaakov is not in a comfortable position. So Shechem says, you know, he comes and he proposes, why don't you guys stay here? And we'll intermarry, and we'll be part of our land, we'll become one big, happy family. So Yaakov Avinu says, after the Shvatim come back, right, they say, what do they say? They say, look, we can't give over our daughter, our sister, to a person who has not had a bris milah. Why? Ki cherpa hilana. Because it is a cherpa, it is shameful for us. The term cherpa is used there to describe the situation of a person who has not had the bris milah. Another place where it's used in Tanakh. In Sefer Yehoshua, the generation of Jews, not the ones who left Mitzrayim, but the ones who were born in the Midbar or raised in the Midbar and came into Eretz Yisrael, were coming into Eretz Yisrael, before they came into Eretz Yisrael, before the Pesach that they came into Eretz Yisrael, so what happened was they all needed a bris milah, because in the desert, because of the conditions in the Midbar, by and large the Jews didn't have bris. So the Gemara, the pasuk says, Hashem instructs Yehoshua, "Asei lecha charvos tzurim, v'shuv molas b'nei Yisrael sheimis." Says, prepare the necessary tools and give a bris milah to the Jewish people. So Yehoshua does it. And he calls the name of the place where it's done, Gilgal, and he says, Hayom galosi es cherpas Mitzrayim me'alechem. Today, what have I done? I have uncovered, I have removed the cherpa, the shame of Egypt from upon you. The shame of Egypt, referring to the bris milah, which also, by the way, had fallen into disuse in Mitzrayim. So the Orma is referred to as cherpa. Okay, so now, this is where I want you to just notice here, to think, to connect the dots. We started off, and we saw in the Parsha, that Avram Avinu, from the Bris Milah, starts to do, or to be seen to do, Chesed. There are two things which are called the Bris of Avram Avinu, the Bris of Milah, and the Bris of Chesed. Now we've seen that without a milah, what's it considered? Cherpa, it's considered shame.
with the milah is chesed. They're two opposite. They're two sides of the same coin. Like the parsha there says in Vayikra, where it refers to chesed, sort of the antithesis of chesed, as cherpa. Chesed, cherpa. So let's look at that pasuk a little more. Let's look at this idea. What's the shame? What's the shame that's inherent in there? Sometimes, of course, something means, in Hebrew and many languages, sometimes something means the word and its very opposite. What does it mean to root something? Right? So you could say it's to establish roots or to pull it out, right? Lasharish in Hebrew. Right? Whenever I bring this demonstration of the Hebrew language, I repeat the very funny thing that Mr. Bohm says when they opened Seven Mile Market. A lady came in after a couple of weeks and she wanted to return a jar of pitted olives because she opened it and there weren't any pits in it. Pitted olives, you would think it has pits in it. No, pitted olives is uprooted. Sometimes a word in language means something and the exact opposite. Not sure why she wanted the pits, but whatever it was. That was the story. Right? There's a notion of something meaning something in its opposite. But listen, Ksava Kabbalah, Hirsch of Mecklenburg, says such a beautiful thing. He says such a beautiful thing. He says, how is it that the word chesed means kindness and it means shame? So he says, beautifully, because very often in chesed, in kindness, when a person is a simple recipient of kindness, sometimes what do they feel? They feel shame. Chesed is something which is very rich on the giving end and can sometimes be very difficult on the receiving end. Of course, there's a form to trying to take that away, to mitigating that. You know, a person shouldn't feel it. And when a person needs, of course, there's nothing. But there is such a notion. You call, when you just get something for nothing, what is it called? Nahama de kisufa, the bread of shame. So in chesed, there's the giving and there's the taking. And in a certain sense, we understand that when the pasuk speaks about that negative relationship, and it speaks about it, and it says it is chesed, the chesed that it is a lustful, greedy, desirous act. It's not something which has the chesed, the kindness of giving beyond, of going beyond, of creating new boundaries and new relationships. It's instead the chesed of the reverse. You know, the bris milah that Hashem gave to Avram Avinu was indeed to take something which by itself could just be an act of desire, an act of just serving oneself, and instead trying to transform it by creating a relationship to Hashem right there, to make it from something which is just self-serving, which for itself would be cherpa, shame. Remember Adam and Chava, right? When they became taken over by something as just tava yilenayim, something which is desirous, what was their first response? Their response was they suddenly became ashamed. Ashamed. And then to turn it around and to make it into something which is for mitzvah, something which demonstrates the connection to Hashem, it's from making it with something which is from taking into something which is from giving. And that is all of the difference. Let's take one step forward. In the beginning, Avraham Avinu had no children. Okay, at a certain point, he had Yishmael, but that wasn't going to be the child that was going to continue Avraham. That wasn't what's referred to in the pasuk as Zaracha Acharecha, the children that will follow after you, that will be your continuity. That wasn't it. The Yishmael wasn't it. Who would be it? It would be Yitzchak. But before Avram could have Yitzchak, what did he have to have? He had to have the bris. Hashem came to him in the end of last week's parsha Lech Lecha to give him the bris milah, to give him the mitzvah of bris milah, to pave the way for the birth of Yitzchak, that which would be his continuity. That's step one of the Avram.
We read the end of Parshas Lech Lecha. In the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, Vayhi Avram ben Tishim Shana v'teisha shana v'yir Hashem al Avram v'yemer elav ani kel shakai yisrael chvanai v'yesamim. 99 years old, Hashem comes to him. He says, "Go before me, make yourself complete. I'm going to make my bris between you. I'll make you very many." Avram Avinu falls on his face. Hashem again says, "You'll be a father of a multitude of nations." He changes his name. "I'll make you very fruitful," and so on. "And I'll make my bris between you and you, between me and you, between your children after you, there are some of Yisrael Olam." So Hashem then comes to him, and after pronouncing this bris, he says, "And Sarah's going to have a child. Sarah's going to have a child." And Avram Avinu falls on his face and he laughs. Hashem continues, "No, she will have a child, and the Yod Yishmael will live, but my bris is going to be with Yitzchak, with this child that we just had this son." That's phase one. Pasuk then goes on and describes that Avram Avinu had the bris, and so on. In the beginning of this week's parsha, Hashem again comes and tells again about the bris. Right? What was the prerequisite to that second type? Now, of course, one reads the parsha closely. One aspect of Hashem coming again is because the first time was Hashem coming to Avram, period. This second time, Hashem is coming in a way that Sarah will hear. Sarah's behind the door, she hears. It's Sarah's reaction that's the focus in the beginning of our parsha. There's also something which happens here in order to be able to make it happen. Before the news comes, something happens. What happens? What happens is the second bris, the bris of chesed. The malachim come, Avram jumps out to greet them, however badly he's feeling, however hot the day is, whatever he's in the middle of relating to Hashem. This new person had a bris, a covenant, a spiritual covenant with Hashem Yisbarach. He cuts it off and he says, "Let's go, I have to go take care of the guests." Chesed. And then what happens? Hashem says, "Ooh, you did this chesed." The malachim, in response to the chesed, they give the bracha, they say, "Thank you. We'll come back in a year and we have Hashem, we're going to have a child." The bris milah was necessary for it. The bris chesed was necessary for it. And what does the Gemara say by the bris chesed? The Gemara said, "Achenu Goimlei Chasadim, B'nei Goimlei Chasadim." People who do kindness, children of those who do kindness, who uphold the covenant of Avraham Avinu. How do I know that it's the covenant of Avraham Avinu, says the Gemara? Because it says he's going to instruct his children and his family after him to do tzedakah u'mishpat. You know, you give a child when a child is born to continue the line. When they're 8 days old, you give them a bris milah. Right? Another link in the chain. Good, keep going. Zaracha acharecha, your children following after you. You know what Avraham Avinu did? Besides giving them a bris milah, besides giving them an upshare and a peretzitzis and a, you know, and teaching them Torah, Tivalonu Moshe, he taught them chesed. That was brisay shel Avraham Avinu. A Jew will be able to be identified by a bris milah. A Jew will be able to be identified by the bris hachesed. We're called goimlei chasadim, b'nei goimlei chasadim. People who do kindness, the children of those who do kindness. That's our identity. Not just as children of Avram, but as being in that way connected to Hashem. Ani v'hu. I want to tell you a beautiful Gemara, an astounding Gemara.
The Gemara says in Erevin on Daf Yotes Amud Aleph. The Gemara says Amar Ish Lakish, Paisha Yisrael, even the sinners of the Jewish people, Ein Ar Gehenim Shalet Esbeh. The light of Gehenim will have no, the fire of Gehenim will have no effect on them. Kal V'chaymer Mimizbeach Hazav makes an interesting Kal V'chaymer, interesting logical argument from the golden altar. Ma Mizbeach Hazav Shein Alav Elokai V'din Reizav Amad Kamashonim L'Shalta Bay Ha'ar. If the golden altar, which had on it gold, which was the thickness of a gold coin, and the fire burnt on it the incense every single day, and it didn't burn through. Paish Yisrael, the sinners of Klal Yisrael, Shemalayim Mitzvahs Karimayim, that are filled with mitzvahs like a pomegranate. Shenema is filled with seeds. Shenema, as it says, Kepela Harimon Rakosech, like the bulb of the Rimon is Rakosech, is your skull. So that's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. So we interpret it. Rish Lakish says, "Don't read it as rakosech, elo reikosech. Afilu reikanim shebach, malei mitzvos karimim. Even the empty ones of you, they're filled with mitzvos like a pomegranate." So if we have all that, how much more so? How much more so that we've been protected from the fire? So the Gemara says, "So what does it mean? Elo hadisiv ivrei beemek habacha." So he says, but there's a pasuk which speaks about those who pass through the Emek HaBocha, the valley of weeping, of distress. Says the Gemara, that refers to Gehenna. Says the Gemara, Hahu de Mechayva Hishata de Gehenna. Those are the ones who deserved, were decreed that they should have Gehenna. But then Avraham Avinu comes along, and he pulls them out, and he envelops them, he takes them away to avoid, to spare them from Gehenna. Avraham Avinu stands there and fishes out those who might be deserving of some punishment and pulls them out of Gehenna, with one exception. Except for one who violated the fundamental bris mila, who got rid of the order of the Bismillah. Tzaddik, a kind of Lublin, explains this Gemara so profoundly, beautifully. He says, what's the idea? They get spared from Gehenna because even the empty of Klal Yisrael are filled with mitzvahs like a woman. What does that mean? What mitzvahs are they filled with? They're sinners. Poshi Yisrael, what mitzvahs are they filled with? He says, the mitzvah they're filled with is Gemilus Chasadim. The Jewish people have as an attribute, as a character trait, built in to who we are. Gaimle chasadim, b'nei gaimle chasadim. And we're told, Jewish people are rachmanim, vayshanim, gaimle chasadim, merciful, modest, gaimle chasadim. But especially, gaimle chasadim, b'nei gaimle chasadim. People with acts of kindness in their genes. Says the Gemara, you see, Paisha Yisrael, Jews who are so far away from their faith, there's so many things that we would identify as being basic and fundamentally Jewish that they don't do. They don't have Shabbos, and they don't have Tefillin, and they don't have Tefillah, and they don't have Kashrus, they don't have... But you know what they have? They have Gemilus Chasadim. Wherever you go, Jews have Gemilus Chasadim. Kindness. Charity. What do they mean? Even the empty ones of you are filled with mitzvahs. Because they're on the walls, the donor walls of every charity, of every kind. Right? The Jews are the Gaimle Chasadim. That's even the empty ones, they're filled with mitzvahs like a Rima. Says the Gemara. So when all the things that they aren't doing maybe get them that Hashem is, would send them for some punishment, who stands there and fishes them out? Avraham Avinu comes and pulls them out. Because he says, one second, what are you talking about? Look at them. They're my continuation. The chesed, which was what you saw when you said, Yitzchak is going to come. Because of the chesed of Avram, because of that Achnas Zarchim, Hashem said, ooh, you're 100, she's 90, never should have a child. With your chesed, you have to have a child. With your bismillah, you have to have a child. So Avram, you know, will fish them all out because of the chesed. Unless, says the Gemara, there's no bris. Again, the relationship. The connection between those two. Chesed becomes here in this picture as characteristic of the Jew as bismillah. If the person has those characteristics, it'll be great. If they have the bris milah too, if they pull off the bris milah, if they disassociate from that. And the greatest way, of course, in the Gemara that they dissociate is, where it says, a person who's Baal Aranis, who marries a non-Jewish woman. So then what is he doing? He's forgetting about the continuity of the Jewish people. But the continuity. L'manashi yitzava esbonav, to instruct his children afterwards, to have them. Gleim lechasodim, negleim lechasodim. It's these two aspects of bris, these two aspects of covenant. That's what Avraham Avinu was establishing. In the greatest sense, as much as in Parshas Lech Lecha, it's established who Avraham Avinu is. In Parshas Vayera, we have really the beginnings of his actual continuity, of his going out, right, with the Besura, with the news of this child, of the Chesed. This is the final definition, the ultimate definition, of what it means to be a Jew, a Ben Yisrael. And as Rav Huttner explained, Chesed isn't just another Midah. Chesed is the Midah that creates, the Midah that originates. It originates the world, and it originates at the same time, our connection to Hashem within the world. It can't be overstated. The significance of how that makes the bris, the connection between a Jew and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. To connect to the Midas HaChesed which Hashem created the world as an expression of, is the way we indeed ourselves connect to Hashem. And it's that which is carried forward as Bonav V'Yesbeisei Achrav to him, to his children, indeed, that follow him. Cherpa, shame. The shame of Adam Arishon from his chet, which Chazal parenthetically say that Adam Arishon mashuch bar lasei hava. Right, when he sinned from the Eitz Hadas, it was like he was born really with the bris, but then he was reversing it, and that was his shame. That was why he was misboshesh. Because instead of his efforts, his energies being towards giving, that desire to give, instead it became tavahil einayim, it became a desire to take in. And that's the dead end. When one is taking and one's not giving, then one is balam, bilam, right? The one who took instead of Avram, instead of the one who gave. Avram was so much chesed that became the characteristic of what could carry forward. An Avram built on chesed, an Avram who has turned the mila from cherpa, from shame, to the pride of it as a tool of giving, that's what creates the perpetuity, the continuity, the permanence of Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people. Of Banav and Beisai Acharav, of his children following him. That's the relationship. Vayera is Chesed Li'Avram, as he is there fresh from the bris milah. The relationship with Hashem, the relationship of identity with Hashem, the relationship of Hashem through milah, the transcendent, you know, that covenant. But it's the covenant which turns the person from self-serving to other-serving. It's that covenant which Avram Avinu then expresses in the Midas HaChesed to be so much like Hashem that it becomes his being, our being, as the Goyim LeChassadim, the Neidim LeChassadim, as people whose title, whose nature should be and is those who do kindness, children of those who do kindness. Whatever is left for you, that you could be called a Pesha Yisrael. I don't know, until I saw that Rav Tzadik, I never understood it. What does it mean? Never really thought about it that much. Even the sinners, they're still filled with mitzvahs. What does that mean? Isn't that beautiful? What the mitzvah that they're filled with? It's the mitzvah chesed. We see it every day. You see it, it's the story of Jewish life, of assimilated, alienated Jewish life. It's with everything else missing, but chesed. They're still filled with chesed. Jews filled with chesed. And as long as that's there, the connection to Avraham Avinu is there. So much to be a part of us. So much to be a fundamental part of us, a beginning part of us, an originating definition of who we are. That's the role of this chesed in bringing the tidings of the birth of Yitzchak and the birth of the continuity of the Jewish people.